Blog Talk Radio.
Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where I am your host, Dr. Happy Leah Killings. Whatever you call me a child of God. I am so excited to be here on this Monday night. One, because I've never seen this night before, and I will never see it again. But needless to say, I am here, and I am so excited that God has blessed me with this wonderful assignment to share the word with you. And so if this is your very first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you that know me, praise God, you know that I love, love, love to encourage. And then, praise God, God gave me a platform to be able to do that. And so because you don't know this platform or program, I like to believe that God will always give us an encouraging word, that he will always give us an on-time word so that we'll be educated. May not be a brand new topic, but definitely one that you can expound on, that you can learn more about, and make those necessary changes, and then be empowered to make those changes. And then don't keep it to yourself, but empower yourself to share it with someone else. So we pray that you'll be encouraged, educated, and that you'll be empowered all to the glory of God. Now, for those of you, like I said, that have known me and have been with me and have been on the broadcast for many years, can you believe I can honestly say 10 years. 10. That's amazing. God has blessed me to be in the platform and on this blog talk platform for 10 years. And I'm grateful for those of you that call and text and write and share and pray and keep me encouraged and keep me motivated to study. And then by all means, empower me to do what God has called me to do, even when I don't want to. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know who you are. Nevertheless, I am so, so, so very grateful, not only for those of you that are new to the broadcast, those of you that have been with me for a while, but most importantly, I'm super, super, super grateful for Tammy and Jesse Storm. They have been an awesome and a phenomenal duo, if you will, in teaching and being an example for the word. And I have to say, my condolences go out to his family. His mother passed away, praise God, and he gave the eulogy. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I know I had said, and I still believe that I want to share my grandmother's eulogy when she, you know, goes on in transition. And I watched as he shared his words and how humble he was and how grateful he was about God blessing him with a wonderful mother. And I thought to myself, how amazing it is to be that strong in the word, to be able to know who God is and then know the blessings that he has centered around you and the blessings of having a wonderful mother and having a wonderful environment. And he was blessed to have her for more than 90 years. And so my condolences goes out to him, but I'm super, super, super excited that you had a wonderful mother and that she ministered to not only you, but to so many, to all of us. And so we love Mama Store. And so praise God, we'll continue to be praying for you to be encouraged and remember her and celebrate her life. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you that have tuned in on tonight. I'm excited about a motivating word. And so praise God, let's go to him in prayer before we start the lesson. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your wonderful blessing. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning and giving us your precious gift of life. Father, again, we take that so for granted at times, but we thank you for giving us an opportunity to live and to have our being, to see and to walk, to acknowledge you and to have our being, even when we think that we're leading and living our best life by ourselves, Father. You have a way of letting us know that we have no power unless we live and honor you. So I thank you, Father, that at a young age you gave me the understanding, and that understanding was to give my life to you. And so I pray, Father, that you will continue to strengthen me and develop me so that I will be able to be your mouthpiece when I share the gospel. And I pray, Father, those that are listening tonight, or whether they're listening by a recording years to come, that they will hear and have a ring of words that will create change and cause change in their life that will never, ever, ever be the same. And so we thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share your word. We thank you there will be no distractions, there will be no delays, that everyone will get what they're supposed to do because we acknowledge that you are divine and without you we can do nothing. But with you we can bear fruit that will remain. And so we thank you, Father. We thank you for the resources that you give through the word, through the Holy Spirit, and more importantly, because of the blood of Jesus. And as we even approach the week that the world stops to celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection, we are grateful that you give us an opportunity to experience an intimate relationship with you. So again, Father, all of you, and take me and put me in a corner and let me be obedient and hear what you have to say for all of us. And allow me to be empowered to change as well. We love you, we honor you, and we adore you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is We Are Killing Dr. Happy. Whatever you call it, call me a child of God. I'm excited about the word that God has given me. And so it's so encouraging because I sometimes don't always know where God is going to go with my lessons. And for those of you that have been with me for a long time, you know that I enjoy sharing the gospel, and I never neglect an opportunity when God assigns me to this task. And so I'm excited that in the 10 years, I may have missed maybe 10 shows in the whole 10 years, and that's 52 weeks in a year, and you multiply that by 10, amen, that's over so many shows, amen, I have been diligent in seeking him and trying to hear our word for each of us on Monday nights. But nevertheless, today I'm a little tired because I haven't been asleep since Saturday. But nevertheless, God has given me the energy and the motivation to do what he's called me to do. I am so grateful that God has given me some prayer assistance that gives me the motivation that I need when I need it. And all I have to do is say pray. And so praise God. I believe that you hear that tired voice is no longer here because I am motivated to share the word that God has been laying on my heart all week. And so over the past couple of days, I've been really kind of stressed a little bit because we were challenged to do something that was difficult and different. I've lived in my home for 20 years, and so I had to move on Friday. Well, we closed on Friday, and God blessed us to be able to do so, and then he gave us a few days to be able to move. And so there was many challenges that overcame that transition being a seamless transition. And most of it is because I think sometimes we take for granted that when we want to do something, that it's just going to happen the way that we want it to happen. And sometimes we forget that it is the devil's job to steal, kill, and to destroy. And because he is adamant about succeeding in his quest, he has no problem using whoever he needs to create diversions, to create distractions. And so I am blessed to know that I love music. And my kids tease me because I don't like listening to the radio. I like listening to the songs that I like listening to. And so many times, especially when I'm listening to music, I like to listen to the words because to me the words have meaning. And so I've been accused over the past couple of days, actually, being black and white, you're never in the gray. And I explain, I'm grateful that I'm not in the gray because God says, and I'm quick to say this, God says that if you are lukewarm, he will spew you out. You have to be hot or cold. And so I enjoy, sometimes it's to my detriment at times, but I enjoy being able to be one way. I have for many years not been that way, that I wore all these different faces to please this one and to please that one and to please this one and to please that one. And I remember years ago I said at a prayer breakfast, she gave everybody masks and you get to choose which mask and you had to explain why did you choose this mask. And it was so anointed and so timely that every person that picked the mask that they chose could actually relate to whatever it was of that mask. And my mask was kind of had a blank face. And so when I prayed and asked God to share why I chose that particular face, and I was able to share, I have changed my demeanor for so many people that I don't even know what my real face looks like. And that was a turning point for me because I realized that I had to stop being so caught up in people pleasing. But I didn't change immediately. It took time. And so as I began to really soul search and began to actually ask God to show me what I need to do, it's amazing when God said, train up a child in the way that he should go or she should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. And so over the past couple of years, many of you know that I have been really going through some really difficult health changes and challenges. And so I had kind of come to an understanding that Lord, you know, you are in control. And granted, I don't always do right by my body, and I don't always make sure that I yield everything to you. And so some of these challenges that I face have been self-inflicted because I haven't completely yielded to him. But for the most part, I try my best to do and be obedient. My flesh gets to call in from time to time. But for the most part, I try to live a life because, like I said, I don't want to be in the gray. I want to make sure that I don't have a double mind. I don't want to sway in everything that I do, although I do question sometimes. But I do know at the end of the day that God is in control. And because he said that he would never leave me nor forsake me, I believe that. And I wholeheartedly believe that. And so I'm able to move and do the things that I'm able to do when people think that it is impossible. I know with God all is possible. So like I said, I'm pondering and I'm asking God, you know, why are these things happening and why now? Why month after month after month, a new challenge? And it's like I'm facing all these fiery darts, and I don't understand because I've never been under this much heat this consistently. And so I had opportunity to talk to an old friend, and he kind of cut me off because it was like, you're going through too much. And I said, oh, my goodness. wow, what a thing to say. But it was the truth to some degree. But at the same time, I'm like, Lord, I don't understand. You got to help me. And as I said, how wonderful it is that when God says, plant the child in the way that he should go, when he's old, he will not depart. As I was pondering, as I was thinking, Lord, help me, show me what I'm supposed to do, the song that I remember as a child, I was so emotional by, and I didn't quite grasp why I was so emotional. Maybe it was because I didn't have a mother, I don't know. But nevertheless, every time we sung this song in the choir, it just choked me up. And so then I didn't quite understand what the words actually meant. But a couple of days ago when God laid it on my heart, just out of the blue, it came on my heart. And I kept singing it, and the more I kept singing it, I pulled up the lyrics, and I thought, wow, this is a really cool song. And so the song is titled, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And this particular version featured Kim Burrell. But, of course, you know, I don't think she wrote the song, but nevertheless, I can go in and say that that was enough for me. But the words of the song is what really motivated me. And it says, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God as our Father, brothers, all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let there be peace on earth and let this moment be now. With every step I take, let this moment be my solemn vow to take each moment and live each moment with peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. I thought, wow. Sometimes if we just stop and pause at the words that we actually say and then try to manifest what God is actually trying to get us to say and to do with those words, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. As I say that when I started this journey, it was a little challenging and a little confusing. But the more I ask God for peace, the more I ask and read and study and ponder, it said that God would give me the peace that surpasses all understanding. And so sometimes we get caught up and believe that we understand or we know what to do or we know where to go or we know who to talk to and we know how to start the conversation. We know how to start the motivation. I'll throw my money here. I'll start my influences here. And many times we are in the error because we are leaning to our own understanding. That is not the assignment that God instructs for any of us. It says to trust in him and lean to him, not to our own understanding, and he will direct our path. But many times, this system that we live in empowers women's rights and tooth and drink and King of Kings and Lord. Are you kidding? Sometimes we can't even put our shoes on at times. Because I know, praise God, I've been moving and doing a whole bunch of stuff. My back hurts so bad, I couldn't even bend over to pick up my chips when they fell on the ground. And yeah, I probably shouldn't have been eating chips. So I probably should have left them there. But nevertheless, this little boy picked them up for me. And so my sister was here visiting, and she was going through my clothes, and she put on my jacket. And she said, can I have this? And I was like, wait, you need to look in the pockets, because the pockets may have the money in it, because sometimes I get, you know, I just leave my change in there, and I kind of forget I have it in there. And sure enough, a $20 bill was in the top jacket. And I was like, oh, wow, see how God will bless you? Because I don't even know how long that jacket's been in the closet. It's been years and years. So that was the best. I said she could have it. And she said, no, you keep it. And so, again, I just love how God ordains our steps. Because I have been thinking and pondering about this song, my mind and my heart has been in a different place. And so when you're in a different place and you're sold out for God, God can bless you in so many ways and then bless you to be a blessing to others. So like I said, my back hurts so bad because I've been moving and running. Of course, I ain't had no sleep, and so I hadn't been able to take my little goody pills that help me sleep and help me out, you know, feel no pain, but nevertheless. So I couldn't have been over to pick up these chips. And so little boy, bless his heart, he wasn't that little, but he was old enough to know he and was responsible and respect enough. He picked it up for me. And he said, I said, thank you, baby. And I said, you know, I should have been able to pick them up, or maybe I should have left them down there. And he said, no, ma'am. So I knew he had been raised right. And so his father wasn't too far behind. And I said, thank you. He said, no, he's supposed to do that. And I said, yes, sir, he's supposed to do that, angel, because you're raising him right. So, praise God, I'm walking around the store, and so I thought, well, I can't go home with these chips and not get my daughter some chocolate donuts and a pile of donuts. And so I got her a pack of pile of donuts. And as I'm reaching for them, everything falls out of my hand. And so before I could even look down, here goes this family again. The father takes everything out of my hand that I didn't drop and puts it on the counter for me. And he said, it's okay, ma'am. It's okay. That's what we're here for. He said, sometimes we just have to help each other. So, amen. I remembered the $20 that I had in my wallet. And so I snuck over and I told the lady, I said, can you put this on a tab? Because he was buying a bunch of stuff for us. And it wasn't a whole lot of stuff for his car. But I left the $20. I said, don't tell him. Just tell him, you know. And so she agreed. And so, praise God, when I got in my car and I was trying to get out of the parking lot before they could see me, because I just wanted them to be blessed and know God is real. But they honked and chased me down and thanked me. And how the smile on that young man's face was enough. And so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, even in the worst of me feeling, you know, I'm still able to bless people. And why am I, you know, so moved to bless in the midst of my challenges? And he reminded me, that's what I do for you. In the midst of your challenges, I still bless you. I'm still here for you. And if you could do that for the little boy, what do you think I could do for you? And so it's so important that we are reminded to continue to follow the things that God has for us, even in the midst of confusion, even in the midst of not feeling well, even in the midst of not understanding, even in the midst of just not even wanting to do nothing. Amen. In the open days, I'm like, Lord, I'm pooped. I don't even have the words to pray. But I know you know my heart, and I know you know my situation, and so I'm just going to go to be it. Amen. And so I remember I used to beat myself up because I couldn't pray like Sister So-and-so, and I couldn't, you know, get my words to be eloquent like Brother So-and-so. And you get caught up and you allow your mind to run in games and fields, because that's what the devil wants you to do. I remember Joyce Myers used to say, the mind is the battlefield for the enemy. And so he wants you to be caught up. He wants you to think on things that God has not said. And so that's why I lean into these particular scriptures. And I know I do Romans 8 often, but it's so true. And the word is true. And I remember somebody said the other day, Lee, you got to speak your truth. And I laughed. And she said, well, I was that funny? I said, because I don't have no truth. And she said, yes, you do. I said, no, it is the truth. It's God's truth. And so as long as I line up with the things of God, I can't say it's my truth and your truth. What does it? That's the enemy making us believe again that we are in control. No, it is God's truth. He knows our motives. He knows our intentions. And so even though I make him will and deal and say the things that I need to say to make people think a certain way or make people believe a certain thing or my perspective or their perspective, it's garbage. At the end of the day, it's God, and that's it. And if you allow him to lead your life, if you allow him to order your steps, you may not understand the journey, but praise God, you will see the blessing at the end. And so because, like I said, I love this particular passage of scriptures. Now, of course, it don't take away my favorite John, but I love Romans, and Romans 8 in particular. I want to start with verse 5, and it says, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. Sometimes we don't even recognize that our flesh is craving something. We just automatically do it. I can't remember the term that I heard one person was sharing about how, or an autopilot, how we drive and we don't even realize how we got down the street and we're blank and don't even remember passing anything. Don't remember stopping at stop signs. Don't remember stopping at the stoplight. No, they were 5 blocks away from home. How did that happen? Well, sometimes in the spirit, we get that way. And sometimes it ain't the right spirit. Amen. We want to be in autopilot in the things of God, not in the things of the enemy, because he will lead you and guide you just like, I picked up them chips. And I didn't even realize I had the chips until I dropped them. But nevertheless, I had a decision. Am I going to buy the chips or not? And wouldn't you know, I bought the chips and they fell in the cart and so they all fell on the ground. So I was like, okay, Lord, you didn't want me to have them. Nevertheless, because I am trying to work on getting my life together because I realize that some of the stuff that I'm going through is self-inflicted. And so if I want to live better and do better, I got to be better. And so I got to do the things that are pleasing. But like I said, sometimes our minds and our flesh cries for what it wants. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mindset on what the Spirit desires. And so I love that when you desire to do right, even when your flesh is, making diabetes with chips, amen, with ice chips, amen, he will cause you to stumble and drop it or freeze, and now you can't drink it. So now you got to drink water because it's frozen and solid, amen. God knows what you need, and when you trust him and you yield to him, sometimes, amen, he will trip it up for you so that he can show you are not in control. I am. And so I'm grateful that I have a father that loves me and that cares for me and that will do the things that are necessary. And sometimes you have to go through things, and sometimes you have to hurt, and sometimes you have to cry out and ask him, Lord, what's the meaning of this, thou, that? Where are we going? And then if you are faithful and you are quiet in the stillness of his voice, he will remind you because you are trying to lead. And so it's so funny that my favorite scripture is, I am the vine and you are the branch. I still laugh because I know God is a comedian because I thought I was running stuff. Amen. I was cute. I had a cute shape. A couple people liked me. Amen. And then it all changed. My face got drooped and my eyes was out in the socket. And I was like, Lord, this is a sick joke. Well, I'm ugly. And he said, but you can still minister the word. Amen. And so that's what I do. I minister the word. Cute, ugly, fat skin, it don't matter. My heart is sold out for him. And so because my heart is sold out to him, many times when I know that my trying to reign and trying to do things that I know that is against God, again, because I have allowed the right people in my life, they check me and they check me quick. And sometimes it's like, I didn't ask you for that. And many times they remind me, remember when God allowed you to say and when you ministered a couple of weeks ago or what you said or what you I did not say no such a thing. And then, yes, you did. And so you have to be accountable, because if you do what God has called you to do, praise God, he's going to elevate you too. And so I have to remind myself that I can't just do dumb stuff, because people are counting on me to do what God has called me to do. And so I think, and you know who you are, nevertheless, for being there for me. And I thank you for praying for me. And I thank you for keeping me encouraged and not being ashamed to call me out and to put me back on the path of righteousness, because the enemy is very, very good at causing confusion and distraction and delays and having you tripped off. And it's almost like, we talk about Adam and Eve all the time, but I mean, I can't imagine, like, really, really, really being in the presence of God and being snowed under by the enemy like they were, and then having to be cast out of the garden. That sometimes still moves me. I thought, okay, I know I want this Pepsi. I know I want to go here. I know I want to say this. I know I want to watch this, but can you give me just a little grace so I can watch a little bit of it, or I can taste a little, just a swallow? And then many times I feel the peace of God, and it's like, okay. Okay, so I tell people, I get to have a drink, amen. And so it's like, where do you get your drink? Taco Bell, because they have the best Pepsi. But nevertheless, sometimes God will allow us to enjoy ourselves. But many times when he knows it's detrimental to our health, to our lives, he will cause that conviction to be in your heart. No, not today. Not today. I need for you to drink water. And you have to be obedient and have to be in tune to hear his voice. And when you're not in tune to hear his voice, then you better believe you hear somebody else's voice, because somebody's talking at all times. And if you're not following the voice of God, then most likely you're following your own, which is most oftentimes led by the enemy. And so you have to make sure that you know, verse 6, that your mind is governed, when your mind is governed by the flesh, it is death. But when it is governed by the spirit, it is life and peace. Your mind is governed by the flesh. It's hostile to God. It does not submit to God's laws, nor can it do so. But those who are in the realm of the spirit cannot please God. So, you know, we keep saying that these are the last days and these are evil times. But, I mean, people are leaving and going. And you just don't want to stand before the Lord and say, you know, what had happened was I was going to, and it's like one of my friends say, they call it, I'm about to. No, you have to make a decision and give your life to God. A lot of times, God already knows our common vices or our weaknesses. And so sometimes we get caught up, but his grace is sufficient. And because his grace is sufficient, you can have the peace of knowing that he's going to forgive you and he's going to give you another opportunity. But you don't want to take that for granted, because his wrath is real too. But you want to make sure that you're never caught in the realm of the flesh, but you are in the realm of the spirit. And the spirit of God has to live in you. People have to know that he lives in you. It's interesting how sometimes people can say things about you and make up lies about you, and it's devastating and it hurts. Because it's like, Lord, I don't carry myself that way. Why do people want to believe the worst in me? I don't understand that. It's like, because it's not them, baby. The enemy uses who he wants to use to attack you. They might not even realize how detrimental that is of what they said or what they've done to you. How that takes you and puts you in places that makes you question. I told a friend this weekend, I said, I think there was a time I was on speed dial for God. I said, now I think he waits at least 5 or 6 frames before he answers just to see how long I'm going to wait. And I'm like, Lord, I want you to answer on the first ring like you used to. Please, I feel distant.
midst of me not doing anything. And sometimes we get caught up thinking that I have to be doing something to be distracted and to be misled and not hear God. You could just be laying in the bed just thinking about nothing. And he's telling you, I need you to think on these things. And when you're not thinking on these things, you're thinking on other things. And when you allow your mind to go places, eventually you're going to go down a road that God ain't ordained for you. And so you have to make sure that you understand that if Christ is in you, and even though your body is subject to death and sin, because of what he did for us, it made us righteous. And that's why it's so funny. People talk about paganism and paganistic and all that. Amen. I am so grateful. Now, I don't believe that the Easter Bunny is coming. I don't believe that, you know, he's going to lay an egg. Eggs are good when they boil with a little salt. Amen. A little paprika. But I am grateful that people around the world stop for one moment to recognize that Jesus got on that cross. And he didn't have to, but he did. And he hung there. And he took everything that he took for our benefit. And if the world stops for that, amen, that's an opportunity for us to witness. Yes, it's not Easter Sunday. We know that Jesus didn't die on Friday and rise on Sunday after the first moon or whatever it is that the Gregorian calendar, whoever calendar, put it together. But we take the opportunities that we have to witness to people. And if the world stops and recognizes that Jesus died, we should celebrate because they could be talking about some other stuff. But we recognize that it's on the calendar. We should be praising God that we have opportunity, we have platforms to minister to people. Yes, the kids look forward to their Easter guests and their Easter speakers. But again, like I said, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. Because I sang them songs, because I learned them scriptures and them Easter speeches, in the days when the enemy has the roughest and the hardest on me, do I go to the scriptures that I learned last week? Absolutely not. I go to the ones that have read it and stained and, when they put the iron on your skin, but y'all know what I'm talking about. When they put the little kowtow iron on you, those things have been burned into your heart that you know without a shadow of doubt that God loves me and I am fearfully and I'm wonderfully made in him. And because I am fearfully and wonderfully made in him, nothing can hurt or harm me unless he allows it. And so most of the time, he's not going to allow nothing to happen to you. But if it does, you know that he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. And that there is a purpose and a plan while you're going through whatever you're going through. You just got to be quiet enough to hear God and know that he is real and that he's going to show you why you had to go through the storm that you went through. And praise God on the other side of that. Amen. I often hear people say, when the devil starts messing, God starts blessing. And I laugh because I used to say that crap too. God don't never stop blessing, whatever. He's always, always there. No matter how much the devil starts messing, he still can't do nothing without permission. And so we got to remember that Jesus has given us power and authority over the enemy. And when we know that and when we believe that, when they tell you you have cancer, okay, amen. Lord, how you going to do this? What you going to do? How much am I going to do? And I thought about that. When I hear that people have cancer, and I think, Lord, I had a small bout. I mean, I could have gone through a whole lot more than I did. And I didn't have to find out when it was just beginning to grow in my stomach. And God gave me in the midst of it. And I still tell people, I believe God gave me COVID or allowed me to have me to give it to me. He allowed me to have COVID so that I could find out I had cancer. And then he allowed me to have cancer to let me know that I'd had a stroke and didn't even know I had a stroke and that I was threatening another one. And that because I didn't do what I was supposed to do, he gave me he allowed me to have a little taste of a heart attack. It didn't damage my heart, but it was just enough to let me know, okay, So you don't want to do what I told you to do. So I'm going to have to wake you up. I'm going to have to jack your heart to make you understand this is serious business. It is time for you to do what I called you to do. And you keep playing games, you're going to come see me a whole lot sooner than you want to. But I want you to accomplish the task that I set for you. And you can't let people keep distracting you. You got to let peace be within you that surpasses all understanding. And so if there's going to be peace on earth, it has to begin with me. I can't be looking for, Lord, I just need to feel this peace. I need to show me somebody that can. Why can't it start with you? Why can't it start with you? All you got to do is talk to me. I am your friend. I died on the cross so that you can have an intimate relationship with me. And you worrying about Billy Bob and Joe and Sam and Susan? Really? Really? I made them too. So they're above you because why? Because they said so. What did I say about you? And so that's why, again, this word, amen, if you get it in your heart, you get it in your blood, amen. When you skip down to verse 26 in the same chapter of Romans 8, it said, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit intercedes for us through wordless groans. When you don't know what to say, He will give you what to say. And sometimes it ain't even words. It's just, you know, Lord, yes. And amen, that is a word. Is a word, amen, when you going through and God has got you covered because the Holy Spirit is moaning and groaning on your behalf because you are connected to Him. He knows that you don't know what to say. Lord, I'm lost for words. I don't even know how to put my prayers together. I can't remember scriptures. I know Jesus wept because it ain't for two words. But why did He weep? I mean, why? I remember we had to say the scriptures in Sunday school, and they was, you know, they wanted us to be encouraged to learn our scriptures. Well, one of our classmates always said Jesus wept, and she said, you know what? The next time you say this, you're going to have to tell me why He wept. And so He couldn't figure it out. But He stopped saying that because He would always call Him the challenger. But nevertheless, amen, says in the word, at the name of Jesus, the demons have to bow. Are you kidding me? All I have to say is Jesus. And the enemy will make you believe you don't know scripture. You don't even know where it's from. It don't matter. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nah. Amen. And so sometimes we have to be that bold and that indignant about our faith and our walk with Him. Amen. It doesn't matter what the people say. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter who the people are in your ear and people behind your back. It don't matter. Thanks be God to make sure that we're understanding who we are in Him. And when we understand who we are in Him, even in the weakest times, I have not had sleep. And I thought, Lord, I just need five minutes. And He said, you got to get into this word. Call up your girls and tell them to pray for you. You don't get to this because I have a word. And so in the midst of me starting, I could feel the Holy Spirit turning in me because I needed to be, as my old pastor used to say, huzzahed. I needed that strength and that energy and that boldness to hotwire me, to make me understand you are the righteousness of God. And yes, you have an assignment and you have a task. And the hour has come. You need to boot up and suit up and get it together. Amen. And what was it? The song that I have been ministering to all week anyway. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Thanks, we have to be responsible and do our part. And God will line this. I promise you, order your steps. Even when it looks bleak, I promise He will order your steps. But you got to do a couple things. And one of the things that I love, and I hear it often, and it's in Philippians 4. Of course, in order for us to be in that place, we have to know that we have to rejoice in the Lord always. We got to rejoice in the Lord always. And so yesterday, I did the package. And so my niece, bless her heart,
She was visiting with me and helping. And normally she plays all these different songs because she loves music too, and so she has all these different genres of music. But I was upstairs, she was downstairs, and she turned the speaker, and I didn't even know that she knew how to. I didn't know the speaker in my downstairs worked, but she Bluetoothed it and programmed it, and all the songs that were playing were ministering to my spirit. In the midst of me being a little complacent, of, Lord, what am I doing? I'm tired, you know, why am I going through? Why am I, month after month after month after month, I keep. And then that music, if you do right, I promise, as the song says, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you pray right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, heaven. It does. It belongs to you. And so you got to do your part, though. You got to do your part. And so part of Philippians 4, if you go down and it says that we have to understand that the Lord is near and that we can't be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, give thanksgiving and make your request known to God. And because I made my request known to God, he gave me the peace, the same peace I was singing about. He gave me peace. So it didn't matter that we missed the deadline today. It didn't matter to me because I could be over there. I'm at so much peace because I know that he just has it all understand. That man, whatever he said to me, okay, God's got this. Amen. Whatever. And so I love that because in the midst of whatever, I can remember, if you skip down to verse 9, it says, whatever you have learned or received and heard from me and seen in me, put it into practice. How do I put that into practice? Well, I have to make sure that I do the things that God tells me to do. And when the peace of God transcends all understanding, my heart will be guarded and my mind will be on Christ Jesus. And so we have to understand whatever is true, not my truth, not her truth, not his truth, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And sometimes we think about the wrong things. I have a girlfriend, and she knows because I'm transparent most of the time. I can't get that down and dirty today. But she told me, she said, Leah, when those things come, she's like, I love watching the polar bears. I love watching the sea lions. She said, that's all I want. So I don't get caught up on that stuff that happens on TV because it makes your mind wonder and things, and you think about things that you shouldn't be thinking about and doing things that you shouldn't be doing. And why? Because she's thinking on those things that are pure. She's thinking on those things. God created these animals and how amazing they are. They can't talk like we talk, but they navigate and they know how to change patterns with the weather and with the wind. And they know and they can sense danger and they know how to take care of themselves. They know how to take care of their babies. They know how to nurse them to the point where they can take care of themselves and then leave them and know and believe that they're going to be all right. And if the Bible even tells us to watch the ants. God created the animals for visuals for us to see. When they sense danger, they be about it. And so when we sense danger, we need to be about it too. But many times, we want to stay and see. And because we want to stay and see, now we have given the enemy an opportunity to have an open door. We have to close the doors to the enemy because he cannot manifest without permission. That's the thing that I love in studying the enemy is that he doesn't do anything without permission because he can't. But we are so foolish because we don't keep our mind focused on the things of God. We give him access. We give him permission to bring havoc in our lives because we're not listening and focusing on God. And so now the peace that we had is now shadowed and distracted because we let the enemy in over a simple Pepsi or a piece of apple pie or a donut or a cupcake.
Now, I'm not saying all cakes, you know, amen. There are some wonderful cakes. But if that is not what God called you to eat at this time, amen, the enemy will make sure you smell the hot sign from Krispy Kreme. I don't even like Krispy Kreme, but I see that light come on when I'm driving. I'm like, Lord, that the devil is busy. I don't even like Krispy Kreme. But why every time I pass that door, that light is on? The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and he will destroy you. And it doesn't have to be like bang, bang, shoot, shoot. No. It just trip you up and have you gossiping and have you lying and have you stealing and have you, I mean, it's so many things that the enemy can use that sometimes he thinks that it has to be some grand thing that I'm robbing a bank or I'm, you know, cheating on myself. No. Just stealing, you know, on your taxes, you know. Just, I mean, whatever. Lying and saying that somebody ran up your credit card, you knew it was you. Amen. But sometimes the enemy is busy, and he wants to take advantage of us. And so we can't. We have to make sure that we keep our mind and our heart set on the things of God. And so remember, it says on verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, finally. Why do you think it says finally? Then in the beginning, it says finally, after you already know that you have to guard your heart, after you already know that you have to have your mind on good things, it says that whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure. I don't see no vacillating in none of these words. Well, you know, I feel good today. You know, I may not tomorrow. I'm think good things today. I'm going to think good, bad things tomorrow. No, at all times. And there are so many people that can't seem to get that together. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful when people say, hey, you're black or white. I'm grateful. That's a compliment to me. That is a compliment. Because I try my best to try to do the things that God would be pleased in with. And a lady told me that years ago, whatever you do it unto God. And I didn't get that until she reminded me and kept reminding me. Leah, this is church. You may not be in a church building, but we are here to worship. And when you're here to worship, you got to keep your mind on the things of God. Because when you don't, you distract other people. And that's the enemy's job, to distract you so you can distract somebody else so they can't be. And that hit me. And that hit me deep. And so everything I do, they tell me I'm an overachiever, whatever. That's a compliment to me because I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it unto God. And I know that God will convict me if I do anything less. And so, saints, it is time for us to operate in the things of God so that we can always be at peace no matter what is going on, no matter how tired you are, no matter how sick you are, no matter how confused you are or distracted, there is a word on high that people need to hear. And God will give you an audience in a bed, in a hospital bed. You can give a word to somebody. I can tell you many stories where I've gone to the hospital threatening something, and I was only there to minister to somebody because then the next thing I was like, well, there's nothing wrong. I'm like, well, my blood pressure was 200 and something. Well, it's not that now with no medicine. But I was there to minister to somebody. And so because God uses me that way, amen. If this is how he's going to use me, I don't complain as much as I used to. Don't like it all the time. But I try to do the things that God has called me to do. And so I'm listening, and I'm praying, and I'm trusting, and I believe it. And that is my challenge for you today. Believe what he says to you. Believe what he says that's true. And be right, and be noble, and be praiseworthy, and look up. Yes, it's Easter Sunday. But thank God that there's an opportunity for you to minister to somebody. When you buy new clothes for your children, tell them God bought these clothes for you. Why? Because he loves you enough to look good as you're supposed to look on this day that you represent him. Hey, we got to take things for what they are and use them to the glory of God. Stop complaining and stop being so worldly. Keep your mind focused on him and think about it. Yes, the world is stopping. Let's talk about the things of God. Yes, why not? Yes, take advantage. get your Easter clothes. Oh, I don't do that. You don't? You don't go to church on Sunday? No, I don't go to church anymore. You don't? Why? Do you know him? Do you want to know him? It's easy. You can do the standing in line. You just got to say you believe. If you want him to come in your heart. And you know, sometimes you don't do always do the right things. You know, sometimes you sin. But you don't want to do that no more. You want your life to be right. And so you got to let him in your heart. And you let him in your heart, and you got to try to live right. And read your Bible. And, you know, the coolest thing, you ain't even got to have a real Bible. You go on the internet and pull it up. Make sure you're on the right site, though. And then let them lead you to somewhere they can really train you. And, you know, do right. Better yet, you want my phone number? We can do Bible study together. We can pray together. You see how simple that was? Just off the top of my head. But that's because I believe in what I'm talking about. I know that God is real to me. And so I know that he's real to you and he has an assignment for you. And so you just got to be obedient. Now, you know I can keep talking because you know I love to talk. But I am out of time. Never out of time, but I am out of time. And so I want to make sure that I always play my granny's favorite song because she's always listening. And then I have some other listeners that like the song too, praise God. And so I want to make sure that I give you enough of the song that I got to stop talking. But nevertheless, tune in next week where we'll have another inspiring word and that God will use us to the best of our ability. Why? Because we have been designed to do what he has called us to do. Is it going to be easy? Probably not. Sometimes it is. But praise God, it's still an assignment that he gave to us. And he gave you what he called you to, he will equip you to do it. And so you just got to believe and know that you are destined to do what he's called you to do because, amen, he wants to do it for you. And so I'm grateful for this time. I'm grateful that you allowed me to come into your life just for this few little moments to share why God wants to really reign in your life. It's just an hour for me, praise God. God can live in your life forever and ever, ever, and ever, ever. And so you want to let him in. Now, praise God, I always play the song for my thing, and I can't get to my music, and so I apologize. I've been having some real challenges when it comes to playing my music, but today I had to do it because I disassembled my computer. And so, praise God, I'm trying to do this on my phone, and the words are a little too small, amen, for me to pull it up. But like I said, she likes me to play her song, Every Praise Belongs to God, because it does. And so because it does, God, you know, God loves me because he's letting me figure it out. But even if I don't, I ain't going to sing it. But every praise unto our God, every word of worship on one accord. I just have to say this, and I'm so sorry because I couldn't catch it. I have to tell you this testimony. So my family, we went to the New Edition concert, and it was amazing to me because I don't do concerts because I'd rather listen to the song on the radio because that's the way I learned it. But nevertheless, it was hands to the left, hands to the right. There were thousands and thousands of people all on one accord moving their hands to the left and to the right. And I told my daughter, I said, make sure you keep your hands on your purse and your phone because we may have to run out of here because this is too much power to the enemy. What if we did this for God? What would change if everybody was in unison, singing the same words, saying the same thing, moving to the same direction? I thought, Lord, there has to be a way for all of us to come together and do this. And so, saints, somebody's assignment is that. And so I pray that you see God, and if that's your assignment, be about it. Again, it's time for me to go. Have a blessed and a wonderful week. Remember, this is Leah Killingsworth, the Power to Change Block Talk Radio, where we encourage, educate, and empower all to the glory of God. I pray that you have a blessed week, and remember always, start your day with prayer, pray throughout your day, and end your day with prayer. God bless.